McKenzie. Hey, thank you so much for making us a part of your day here on Radio Now. What are the signs, maybe from personal research or experience, that he's an F-boy? 833-563-2539. McKenzie, why do you bring this up?
Okay, so first of all, you're like, what is an F-boy? So an F-boy is basically a guy with the body of a man and the mind of a perverted teenager. He has no heart, just a peen that he likes to paint the town. That is from Urban Dictionary.
He's hella horny.
So, and I have signs to tell. First of all, if you're wondering if he is one, he is one, basically. No, I was... You know, I was disappointed because I've been talking to this guy just casually and fun for literally, though, like 8 months, just like text, but mostly like DMing, you know, so it's like a fun, flirty stranger type of deal. So finally we meet and he's sexy and fun. And we had a great date Friday night, but then come to find out he is an F boy. And I had higher hopes for him.
How do you come to find out he's an F boy?
Because that's pretty much all that he was interested in.
So, like, how do you tell these? Because sometimes, like, I realize when I was in college and stuff, I realized guys are F-boys, but I realize it because I got burned because, you know, I talk to them, I entertain it, we kind of start seeing each other. That's what I'm thinking.
You put energy into it.
Exactly. I put energy into it, and then things kind of go somewhere, lead somewhere, and then all of a sudden they ghost you or something like that. Like, obviously, you know they're an F-boy after that, but how do you tell before you get too deep? Like, how did you tell before things went too far?
And this is what I've learned now, because I'm a high-value woman. I'm looking for someone that can meet me. Girls, you have to realize, A, you're the prize. B, you chase no man. C, if they show you early, like, they're an F-boy or something else, like, great. That's one. On to the next. Bye. Okay, so here's how to tell if he's an F-boy. He asks you out, but he never follows up with a text or makes concrete plans. So, like, hey, yeah, let's hang. But he doesn't actually say... ask you on, like, I'm going to pick you up at 8 and let's go here. Like, he's very vague. Pretty much very lazy. That's a sign. Again, he's like, let me know when you're free. But then you text him and he, like, doesn't text back. Like, things like that. He never initiates posting anything on social media with you. That's because he's talking to other women.
I feel like a lot of these things, like, you've experienced just even in the past, like, 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
But hold on, though.
Yeah.
Do you think that's the case? Like, I think there's some guys that, like, don't like to put a lot of things on social. Do you think it's that they're really trying to hide?
Well, here's another one. He'll disappear for days without you hearing from him. Then he resurfaces like it's fine.
Like, maybe he's like a secret agent or something.
No.
833-563-2539. What could you add to this list? Like, your experiences, if you've dealt with an F-boy, like, well, this is one I knew. Share that with us.
Joe, you are giving these guys the benefit of the doubt. And here's the thing is that if a guy is trying to win you over and is trying to kind of swoon you, they shouldn't kind of be given the benefit of the doubt because they should be pulling out all the stops in order to win you over or kind of like just impress you. So if they're already doing things like this very beginning, early on, it's only going to speak to what they're going to do later down the road once they actually do get comfortable or once they do actually have your full attention.
I'm just so sick of low effort dudes. Like, guys, I feel like these days are so lazy. Given I know I like guys with swag. I know guys that get a lot of girls. I get that. But it's like... like, why are you so lazy?
Now, with your situation, McKenzie, it was 8 months of talking.
That's a long time.
What was going on in these conversations? Because, listen, I'm not saying anything is expected. Just like if a guy takes a woman out, that doesn't mean she's expected to sleep with him or do even a kiss. None of that. But I'm saying, are you saying that's why you thought he was an F-boy? Because, like, he wanted to hook up with you? Is that what it was? And the reason I asked that is because I imagine if I was long distance with somebody for 8 months, the anticipation would be building. Like, I would really want to hook up with him that night, regardless if I paid for anything or not.
I think an F-boy is, like, when it doesn't make sense. So the conversations were fun and flirty. Wasn't too much, wasn't too little. And that's been going on for 8 months. So we see each other Friday night, we have a date. It goes great. Like, I think he's so sexy. We have fun. He pulls me in. It was we had a hot, sexy kiss. But I'm not that type of woman. So nothing, like, it was just, like, at that. Because we're just meeting, right? Then he doesn't make concrete plans, but he's like, yeah, I would love to see you on, like, let's hang on Sunday fun day. I'm like, great. But, like, again, like, no concrete, like, at this, I'll pick you up for brunch at noon. There's nothing like that. But then I, like, don't hear from him all day Sunday. So I'm like, okay. But then he's watching all of my stories on Instagram. So I just don't. So it makes zero sense.
Yeah, I think that is a huge sign of an F-boy. And here's the thing, too, is that most times Joe being like, maybe this guy's a secret agent or maybe this guy actually had something going on. Most times, that's not happening. So just stick with what Mackenzie is saying.
Yeah, it's
a
red flag. Here's the thing, though. You just, again, have to realize you don't chase a man. If he's giving you all these this confusing signs, like, run. Like,
are there,
you are the prize. Don't forget it.
Are there F-girls?
Oh, gosh. I was a huge F-girl in high school, or in college. I would lead on guys all the time.
You're
it was
like
really
week.
Bad. It was really bad. And it was like, and so, but that's also kind of how I know what guys are doing because I would do the same stuff to boys.
And it's okay if that's what you want. If you, that's all you want out of it. If you just want to be light and casual and sleep around and do your thing, fine. Like, do you, boo. But that's not what I'm looking for.
Hannah, you're on Joe McKenzie. Do you have a rule that you kind of have in place?
Yeah, I do. It's more a rule for guys for their girls. But like, I've always had the belief, like, If a guy asks a girl out and they're all, you know, I've got coffee with my friend or I've got to wash my hair, you know, ask yourself, if Ryan Gosling asked them out, they would move heaven and earth to go out with him. And why are they not doing that with you?
I like that rule.
I like that. And I think you could do it either way, whether it's Ryan Gosling or, I don't know, Jennifer Lawrence, whoever. Hey, Hannah, thank you for calling.
Okay, this is going to sound so cheesy. I'm going to sound like such a teenager right now, but Dan Humphries in Gossip Girl gave Serena Vander Woodson some great advice because this professor that she wanted to date, they had to wait to date because he was still a professor, blah, 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 blah. And Dan goes, Serena, you should want to date someone that would move mountains to be with you. He doesn't need this professor job. He's a billionaire. Like, he should just quit to be with you because that's what I would do. I would move mountains to be with you, and that's what you should expect
and you
from
set
these
the
guys.
Yeah, and you set the standard like that you are a high-value woman, so set it early.
Do you think this long distance, though, for the most case, will end up with F-boys and girls? Because you even said you like the long-distance stuff, but don't you think that leads to that?
I'm attracted to players. It's my own fault. I need to actually go against type and just have someone else set me up.
All right, well, guess what we're doing tomorrow?
It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.
All right, coming up, we got your dummy of the day. And has anybody ever went on a test drive to get a new vehicle? We probably have all done that, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, this lady went on a test drive, but might have been a bit longer than most are allowed to be. I'll tell you how long she was test driving a vehicle before the police finally caught up with her.